Okay, Tana Rabbanon. Shimon HaPakuli. He was some sort of a cotton. He sold Pakuli as, I think, clumps. I'm the English word for bunches of cotton. He dealt in cotton. Shimon HaPakuli, Histi, Yudchetz, Broch, Sneiram, Gamliel, Al-Seidim, Yavni. He arranged the Shemoneh Esrei in the order that we have. The Ben Yehuda points out that... I mean, the Gemara really says in Megillah that it was made already by the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla, but Shochum v'Chaz v'Sidrum was forgotten, and he did it again. But the Ben Yehuda points out that his theory means that before that, people were saying the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei as they needed it. Person needed parnos, he said, Baruch Aleinu. Person realized he needed seichel, he said, Atachein Elodom Das. He came along and set it up, as it said, Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara Megillah learns that he got the order from the Psukim. They just mentioned yesterday at the end of the day there was a 19th bracha that was added on later. It's the Birchas HaTzdukim. Omat Shmuel HaKotten V'Tikna. Shmuel HaKotten was Mechaber. He said he was Mesakin, the what we call Lamalshinim. Lishon HaCheres, the next year, Shokho. He was the shot. He poshut forgot the broch. He had himself in mechaberit. He forgot it. V'hishke boshtayim v'sholosh shoyes. He was thinking about it, and he couldn't figure it out. V'lo helu. They didn't take him away from the job of being the shots. Amai lo helu. Why didn't they take him off from being the shots? V'omer Rabbi Marav to b'chol abroches kulon. Anybody who makes a mistake in one of the broches ain't malinoso. They don't take him away from his job. To be careful, malin doesn't mean a milin, it means they take him away from his job. The Rashash points out well that the Mishnah usually first the shot's going to daven as a yoyreid lefnei hatevo, goes down to the omen because it's a daven low. So when you mean to take him away from the job, they use the lashon malin. Ain malin also. But birchas hatztukim, if someone slips or makes a mistake or skips the birchas lamalshinim, then we're afraid. Malin also. Chashin shema minhu. Yeah, maybe the reason he's not saying because he himself is a min, so he doesn't want to say the brocha l'malshin malti sikvo. So a person slips up in birchas hatztukim, we take him away from being the shatz. Now Shmuel HaKotten didn't remember it, so he made a mistake. So why didn't they take him away from his job? So the Gemara, shiny Shmuel HaKotten, the iu tikno. Yeah, what are you tell me? You're afraid he's a min. He himself is the one who made the brocha against the minim. Shmuel HaKotten not a min. You have to be chayish him. In fact, the Gemara legitimate question, maybe Shmuel HaKotten went bad. Omer Abaye, interesting Gemara, Omer Abaye, Gemiri, we know, Tova Lahavi Bisha. Someone who is good won't turn bad, meaning it won't, such a thing won't happen. Someone who started off good won't become an apikaris. The loy, v'hoksiv uvshuv tzadik mitzitkoso, v'osova, shet aposu yicheskel, when a tzadik goes bad, it happens. Zog de Gemara, hahu Roshu me ikoro. That means somebody who was a Roshu. He became a Balchua, became a Tzadik. He could slip back, but somebody that's Tov me ikoro will not go bad. So there's nothing to worry about but Shmuel. Aval Tzadik me ikoro lo. Fring lo. V'atnan ha-mishne novis. Al tamen be'atzmuch ad yoy moysra. Don't be too sure of yourself. Shahare yoychanan koin godl. Shimish bekuna gedoyle shmoinim shona. He was 80 years the Kohen Gadol. Uvelibesov nasit stuki. At the end, he became a stuki. So you see, somebody who was good could go bad. Omer Abaye. One second. Who Yanai? Who Yochan? This Yochanan is Yanai that we know. In the end of Kedushin was bad, and he killed out a lot of Chachmei Yisrael. Rova Omer. No, it's two separate people. Yanai luchud v'Yochanan luchud. Yanai Rosha Meikoro, the Yochanan Tzadik Meikoro. Now, according to Abaye, Yochanan is. No, according to Abaye, Yochanan is Yanai. That means he was a Rosha Meikoro. Okay, so then you don't have an example of someone who was Toy Meikoro went bad. Is Honigal Abaye, El Larova Kasha. Because Rova is saying Yochanan is not Yanai. Yochanan was Toy Meikoro, it was a Tzadik Meikoro, and yet after 8 years ago, not Stuki. So therefore, he doesn't buy into that Abaye's thing. A tzadik meikor can also go bad. Now then we're back to where we started. Shmuel HaKotten messed up in Birchas Lamalshin. The din is that someone who messed up Lamalshin, we take him down, we send him to a new job. You know what I mean? We take him out from being the shots. Why? Maybe he's himself a min. So why didn't we take away Shmuel's job? Say, tell me, Shmuel couldn't go bad. Yeah, according to him, anybody can go bad. He did not say the bracha. He started the bracha and then slipped. That we didn't take somebody away. We said someone who skips the bracha Torah means he skips it. So we're choshim. Maybe he's a min. He doesn't want to say v'lamashim alti sikva. But a person started the bracha in the middle, he got messed up. I mean, he's not a min because he started saying it. That's what happened over there. Shmuel akot naskel bo. Dom Rabbi Yudam Aravi. Tem Rabbi Yudam Levi. Lo shonu. This thing that we said before, that someone who's toyin bichas hatstukim, we take him away from being the shatz. That's shlo hiskel bo. Avol hiskel bo goyim bo. Okay. Hani sheva de shabbato keneged mi. We had yesterday that the eight, we already ate the Gemara looking for remez for the brachas. The 18 brachas, we had 3 pshotim yesterday. Either the 18 shem avayis in Mizim Kapitel Choftes, or the 18 shemis in general in the 3 parts of Krishma, or the 18 chulias in the, what do you call it, in the, it's fine. Hani sheva de shabbat, okay, neged me, the 7 brachas of Shabbos, right? Shabbos one has 7 brachas, 3 first, 3 ends, and the middle. Kaddish HaShabbos. Yom Tov, that's all the same. Hani Shevet HaShabbat Keneged. Mi Yomer Rebchalavto Ben Shol, in that same Kapitel Choftes, Do Keneged Shiva Koyle Shomer Dovid Alamayim. Kol Hashem Alamoyim, Kol Hashem Gol. There's 7 Koyles there. Hani Teishu, the Rosh Hashanah Keneged Mi. Rosh Hashanah will come into the Malchi, the Chaynes, and Shefers. So it's the 3 first, the 3 ends, and the 3 middles. Where is that? What's the Remez? Omer Yitzchak, the Min Kartigin, Keneged Tisha Azkoris Shomer Chana Betfiloso. In Chan, it says, look, it's 9 times the Shem Hashem there. What does Chan have to do with Rosh Hashanah? The Amamah by Rosh Hashanah, Nifked Osoro, Rochel, V'chan. Hani Esen V'Arbet, the Tainis, so can I get me? On a Tainis Sibur, the Gemara in Tainis says, they used to say a very long Shemana Esre. There was 6 extra brachas over there. Okay, so he came out altogether with 24. Yeah, your base was a week dish one, plus the extra 6 over there. Me Rab Chelbo, can I get Chov Dalid Renonis Sheoma Shloimoi Beshosh Hichnis Aroin Lebes Koche Akodosh in Melochim, Rino, Tfilo, Trini. If you look there, there's 24 terms like that. In fact, the Gemara, Eba Zay Hochi called Yemen, I mean, let's all say it every day. Like the Gemara, Amos, I'm Rino Shloimoi. When did Shlomo say that? Be Yemen de Rachme. In a day he needed rachum, because if you remember, the Sheori HaHechel, they closed up, they wouldn't let him in. They wouldn't let the Oren go into the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he was mespalel on that. So that special 24 is when we need special rachum, so we say it on a day of special rachum, I mean on a tainus. Ananami yeme de rachmei amrlo. Okay, Shua my main shmanes, and the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua had a shortened version of Shmona Esri, that we call Havinein. Well, we'll see. Rav Shmona Shmona Esri, my main Shmona Esri, Rav Omer main called Brochu Brocha. Meaning, it's a set. If the structure of Shmona Esri remains the same, there's still 18 or 19 brochas, whatever. But each brocha was set in a shorter form. Each one was shortened, but the basic structure is the same. Who? Yeah. What the Gemara say? You'll say Havi Nain or no? Where's the Gemara? 1 second. That's Mikatsa. Yeah, 1 second. Mikatsa. Yeah. Right. Interesting where that should be, yeah. Okay. Shmuel Amahavineinu. Shmuel has, and that's where the Gemara always refers, essentially, because like Rav's opinion falls out. We always refer to it as Havineinu. Basically, what it was you had the 3 first brochas, the 3 last brochas, and the 12 middle brochas were made into 1 brocha, mentioning everything, but it's only 1 brocha, B'Shem Shomei Atzvila. And here it goes. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu Lodaz Drochecha. That's Atochayne. Umoilus Lilovenu Lirosecho, that's Hashivenu Vilan Sorosecho. Vesich Slachlonu, that's Slachlonu. Liyos Geulim, that's Rei Gol Yisrael. Virachkenu Mimachovenu, that's Rei Fichalamo Yisrael. Vidashnenu Binois Artsecho, That's Sabeinu Mituvecho, meaning Baruch Aleinu. Unfutzosenu me'arba tekabetz, that's tekabe shofer, kibbutz golius. V'hatoyim al daitcho yishputu, that's Hashiva Shoftein. Look how much short them. Second Pshat Rashi's deeds, v'hatoyim, those who make a mistake in din, al daitcho yishputu, straighten them out and teach them the right din. That's Hashiva Shoftein, k'orishoyna. Teach them the right din. V'al horishoyim tonif yodecho, that's lamal shinim. V'yisbuchu tzadikim, v'binyan, v'yisbuchu tzadikim, that's ala tzadikim, v'binyan irecho, u'betikun hecholecho, that's u'shalayim ircho, u'metzmichas keren ledov, v'avdech barichas nele benishay mishichecho, that's the tzem al dovid, tem nikro atasana, baruch atu Hashem, shomei atfilu. Whenever it's referred to, it's always called havineinu. Somebody come up, picks up Shmuel's system. Okay. Layet alo abaye, amanda matzle havineinu. He cursed the person who said that Avineinu, because Lamaiz is skipping the brochas over there. Not, oh, then questions like this. Now we zicha hold like a bay. We don't say Avineinu if we don't have to. But if you're in a place where you can't daven, like Bederech, then this, some will even have the gears. If you look at the top toises, Yeshvarm the Masik Hani Mila Bemoso Avol Bederech Shori. If you're on, if you're traveling, if you're davening on the road, and you're afraid you won't have proper kavona, you'll be stopped. Then you can't say Avineinu. Demison, we had that the very beginning of brachas. If you remember, Daf Gimel, there was a story there with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Pamachas Hoyisi Mahala Baderech, when he went into a churva to daven, then he met Elio. Well, Elio, and he told him, Hoyelecho lehispal tefila ktsora. So the Rishonim explained, even though we said Abai Layat Amadam Avineinu, that's Be'ir, but Besod, in a place where it's a problem davening, you're afraid people disturb you, then there is Mokim to say Avineinu. Okay. Omer Rav Nachum, Omer Shmuel. It gives another easy Gemara here. Kol Hashon Akulam Espal Odom Avineinu. One can daven Avineinu anytime. Chutz Mimotze Shabbos Umimotze Yomim Toivim. Motze Shabbos, you can't say Havineinu, the shortened form, because you have to say Atachon Antonu somewhere in there. Asking more legitimately, what's the problem exactly? What exactly is the problem? You have to say Atachon, I mean, you have to say Atachon Antonu, so put it in. In other words, we have a brocha, Atachon. So we have in Havineinu, we have Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu Lodaz Dirochech. So why can't you put in there Havdolah? Maskif lo rabba bashmul v'nemro. Now first of all, it's simpler. Nemro brocha revis bifnei atzmo. We're going to have later Daf Lamed Gimel Mishnah. There's three possibilities how to say Atochan Antonu. The way we do it is the Tanakama later. We are koilel it in the Birchas Chena Nadas. Rabbi Akiva says it's an next separate brocha. It's the fourth brocha before Atochani, and they made a brocha of Havdolah. And Rebbe Lezer says you koil it in hoidor at the end of Shmoneser. So says him, what's the problem? When it starts innocent, let it before you start saying Havineinu. You said at the Kodesh, okay, la Kodesh. So make a brachas thing the way Rebbe Akiva does it all year. What's the big problem here? Neimer bracha revius b'fneyatzmo. Milo tanan Rebbe Akiva oimer bracha revius b'fneyatzmo. Rebbe Lezer oimer b'hoidor. Oh, frankly, more yeah. We don't all like Rebbe Akiva. I mean, otu kol hashana kula miavdinik Rebbe Akiva. Do we do like a Bekiva the whole year, make it a separate bracha? Dash the Nami, never, then we should do it now. Why should we do that? So, Tigamora, Kol Hashanah Kulo, my time, Allah, Avdina, Kereb Akiva, Tam Nasori Tikkun, Tishrelo Tikkun. Yeah, the reason we don't do like Kereb Akiva is because the Takona Shwana Esrei was 18 brachas. They mean the mission before the 19th came in. Not 19. I mean, we have no right to make an extra bracha. That's over there, but here we don't have this. Look at the same thing here. The Takona was seven brocha. I mean, Takona, we're going like Shmuel, was a, they made a seven brocha thing. The three, and one in the middle. The long one. Tam nelotikun. So you can't do that. Good. Maskla mazucha, the simpler question. Forget the Bakiva. Nichlalo michlal avineinu Hashem elokeinu. Marvel mekodesh lechol. Zogt Rashi, just put it in there. Where's the yeah. Nichlam betoch havineinu kidero shukoyle b'chayin nadas v'yomer havineinu Hashem alokeinu hamavlo mikodesh achol nadas drachecho. It's just like we put it in and we squeezed it in the middle of atochayinu. We can squeeze it in here too, because here in havineinu Hashem alokeinu nadas drachecho is the equivalent of atochayinu. So put it in over there havineinu Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu Ma'adol Mikodesh Kol Hadas. What's the big problem? Zok the Gemara Kash. You're right. It means a kasha. Why can't we just put it in there? Now, as we said before already, we had it just recently, that when it's a kasha, it means it's an answer. We decided with the two motzei Shabbos. And most Rishonim learn that this din is accepted, even though it says kasha, because there's an answer to this. There is an answer. In other words, we don't say taka havineinu a motzei Shabbos because we have to put atachan atonu there. I said, why can't we put it in? The Gemara doesn't give us the answer. The answer explains that when is something to know for the Hemshech and the Gemara is because we're afraid. If you're going to, when someone looks at Havineinu, that long bracha, what does he see there? He sees all these little, every three words is parallel to what would be a bracha in the standard Shmona Esrei, right? If you'll put in those words in Havineinu, people will think that Havdalah has its own bracha in a regular Shmona Esrei. It's just like every other piece over there. Meaning people will think Rabbi Kivadik. If we make this the Nusach of Havineinu, people who look at Havineinu, it's going to look like he's seeing an extra piece over there. He'll think that in a standard Shmona Esrei, Atachon HaTonah has its own bracha. And we don't hold like Rabbi Kivadik. Okay, now, let's continue. Omer Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Kol HaShon HaKulam Espal Olam Havineinu Chutz V'Moisak Shomim. In the winter, you can't say Havineinu. Why not? Meshetzoruch Lom HaShayla B'Bichas HaShonim. You have to say the same talumot. Okay, here you really have a problem. What's the problem? Maskiflo mazutro v'nichlo mechlal v'dashen b'nos atzech v'same talumot. What's the problem? In the words v'dashen b'nos atzech b'nos atzech, which is equivalent to baruch aleinu zavafarayim v'same talumot. What's the problem? Here chalz afonizach. Zog de gemara osil etrude. He'll get confused. You're putting in extra words. It's going to confuse him there. Now.
More so than by.
I don't know. That's an interesting thing because I guess because it's one long bracha here, maybe. I don't know. What's up? The next piece, even I hochi frank the Gemara, Havdola b'chen and adas, nami yosel the true day. So, Havdola b'chen and adas, you're also going to get messed up, you'll make a mistake. The funny Gemara, you just told me we don't do it much. I mean, it sounds like, in other words, it sounds like we do it, we say it. Why won't you get messed up? You just told me you don't say it. I mean, but that's exactly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's good because we don't say it. We don't say it, Motzei Shabbos. But the reason we don't say it is not because of Tirda. The reason we don't say it is because it looks like a bracha by itself. But Tirda wouldn't concern us. In other words, the Gemara had no answer before. That wasn't the reason. The Gemara made kasha. The answer happens to be it looks like a separate bracha. There's no problem with Tirda over there. In Avdalkosa Nami Osil Trude, Zog the Gemara, Ami Hosom, Kaven the Asye Betchilas Sluso Lo Matrit. Strange thing. At the beginning, it's easier for a person to concentrate. So you put an addition right at the beginning of this long brachas Avinenu. We're not so concerned that people are getting slipped up. Hocho, Kaven the Asye Beemsut Sluso Matrit. This will be right in the middle of that Avinenu. People will get confused. So in other words, let's put it in over there. Because it's no Tirda. Now, just one second. We have to take a step back. You can't do it because of the same reason you can't do Atachan HaTonah. L'maisa at the maisa and Motzei Shabbos, we don't say why. Zog Dabbeinu Yoina. Because it'll look like a separate bracha. So, why don't you have the same problem here? So that the Morgan Avraham, what our Achronim say very well. That's only a problem Atachan HaTonah. Because Rabbi Akiva Taka makes it a separate bracha. So if you put it in, people will make a mistake and think we're doing Rabbi Akiva. But for Saint Talamata, there's no such thing. Nobody has a separate bracha. See, each one has a problem the other one doesn't have. Atachan Antonu doesn't have the tear the problem, says the Gemara, because at the beginning. It has the problem, though, that it looks like a separate bracha. That's why we don't say Motzei Shabbos. When it comes to the Saint Talmud, that problem doesn't exist. No one's going to make a mistake. I think Saint Talmud is separate brocha. There's no such brocha anywhere, anybody. But they have this problem of tirda. Okay, now, Frank the Gemara, Maskif lo Ravashi, Venemro b'Shomeya Tfilo. So put it in Shomeya Tfilo. Domer Tanchum Om Rabasi, Tovel his Gzuras Kshomim. If you left Al Mashif Ruach, Betrias Amesim, Machzir Nosso. We'll see in a minute that did. Shaila Babichat Hashanah. If somebody forgot the Saint Talmud, in Mevarech Hashanah, what does he do? He doesn't go back. He just says it. Shomei Atvilo. Ein Machzir Nosem Neshi Yochel Omer Shomei Atvilo. V'havdola B'chenin Adas Ein Machzir Nosem Neshi Yochel Omer Lakois. So what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is saying like this. You're telling me you can't say Havineinu in the winter, because what do you do with Saint Talamot? Zog the Gemara, put it in where it belongs. In Benoiz Desha over there. In Bedashen Benoiz Hatzecho. Zog the Gemara, he'll get confused. You weren't worried about. So, like the beginning, you don't get confused. Not a problem. Frankly, what's the Gemara asking now? Something you got to be careful. What's the Gemara asking here? V'nemra b'shomei atfilo. There is no shomei atfilo on Havineinu. There's only one broch. Explains that tzlach. Obviously, what it means, put it in at the end where shomei atfilo would be. Who says you can put v'sei talamota with shomei atfilo? You see, you can. Because when you forget v'sei talamota, you put it by shomei atfilo. And they explain, just like you say, there's no tear that. What happened to tear that? Just like there's no tear that at the beginning of a brocha, there's for some reason no tear that at the end of a brocha. So the Gemara now is a legitimate question. The Gemara started like this: put it in where it belongs in the middle. What would be parallel to the same to Baruch Olam? Something where in the middle of a brocha you get confused. Aichen adas, you don't get confused. That's not our problem. That's at the beginning. Understands the Gemara at the beginning or the end, you're not going to get it. So put it at the very end of the long Avineinu, which is equivalent to putting it in Shomei Atvilo, which is okay, because a person skips it in Baruch Aleinu, he puts it in Shomei Atvilo. Zog the Gemara Tor Shiny. This that you can put Saint Talamot in Shomei Atvilo, that's if you made a mistake. But L'chatchila, we don't put it in Shomei Atvilo. It's L'chatchila Takona, is in the middle. In the middle we can't do it, because of this thing of tear that people get confused. So that's why we remain L'dina, according to most Rishonim, we remain with both of these dinim. You don't say Avineinu on a Motzoi Shabbos, because Atachon Atonu is a problem. A problem which is not spoken of in the Gemara. The problem that will look like a separate brocha, because of Akiva Taka has it as a separate brocha. We don't want that mistake. Tear that doesn't bother us over there, because it's at the beginning. And in winter we don't say Avineinu because of the problem of Saint Talamot. There we have a problem. It's not a problem of a separate brocha, because it's not a separate brocha anyway. No, we'll make that mistake. But we got a tear the problem, because its place is smack in the middle of Avineinu. There we're afraid people will make a mistake. That's the most Rishonim go through this Gemara. Okay, now we get to this din itself. Gufa, Amr Ptan Chumar Mavasi. Tovla Hiske Gurus Kshomim, Ptchis HaMeisim, Machzirin Oso. You skipped it, you got to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? Shaila Babichas Hashonim, you skipped the Saint Alamotar, ain't Machzirin Oso, why? Because you get a second chance. Neshe Yochel Omer B'Shomei Atzvila. Clearly, as Tyson many are trying to point out, it's clear, I think I'm going to say it clearly, this member of Reb Tanchum is talking when a guy caught on before Shomei Atzvila, obviously. Because if he catches on after Shomei Atzvila, he's going to have the have to go back. Obviously, he says, you put in Shomei Atzvila. The guy caught on that he missed it after he finished, before Shomei Atzvila. Yet it says that Mashiv HaRuach, you got to go back to the beginning. Why don't you put in Mashiv HaRuach and Shomei Atzvila? That's clear. The Rishonim pointed out in the Yerushalmi, by the way, it says the same thing. Just like Saint Alamota, you put in Shomei Atzvila, Mashiv HaRuach you do too. But it's clear in the Bavli not that way. That's clear that even though you can put Saint Alamota in Shomei Atzvila, you can't put Mashiv HaRuach in Shomei Atzvila. Explain Rashi, Tosis, even the Rashi. That's Rashi. Gvuras Kshom Hazkora ba'almohi. Mashiv HaRuach is not a tefillah. It's a Mahazkora Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Mashiv HaRuach and Meirat Geshem. We're not asking for. You don't ask for anything in the first three brochas. Saint Alamot is a tefillah. Tefillah has mokim in Shomei Tefillah. Askoras have no mokim in Shomei Tefillah. Or what the Ben Yoni calls Shevach. Shevach when Hashem doesn't belong in Shomei Tefillah. We can't put Mashiv HaRuach in Shomei Tefillah. Saint Alamot is an andamais. Havdola b'chenen adas, ein marzimin also, neshiyoch uliyoyim ralakos, meisvei. Tovol hiske gvur as kshomim betchias hameisen marzimin also. Shailu b'bichas hashonim marzimin also. No, you got a problem. You just told me that if you left out the Saint Alamota, you don't go back. You put it in Shomei Atzvila. That's like a brisa here. That Shaila B'Bichas Hashonim is Machzirinos. Answers the Gemara. It's a funny term. It's lo kosher ho b'yochin ho b'tzibur. When do I say you don't go back with b'tzibur? When do I say you go back by yochin? What's the difference? B'tzibur, my time alone. Mishum deshoma b'shliach tzibur. It's another svara. You missed it, so you'll hear it. Chazaras hashatz. Frag the Gemara. That's not what it says there. You know what the Habba mean was there. It says in the Braisa, if that would be the reason, then it should have said, say that. It says because he can say in Shomei Atfilo. Reb Tanchum. Right? Eloid v'ide b'yochid. Both of them are talking b'yochid. Loi koshe. Hode yitka koinem Shomei Atfilo. Hode yitka bose Shomei Atfilo. Reb Tanchum, who said that ain't machzirin on Shiloh because he says he wants to talk with a guy remembered before Shomei HaTfilah. The Braisa is talking with Chabtzach after Shomei HaTfilah. If it's after Shomei HaTfilah, then he has to go back. So again, here you see clearly the Gemara is saying that Reb Tanchum's memra is talking where he remembered before Shomei HaTfilah. And yet it says, Mashiv HaRuach, you do go back. As the Rishonim say, it's clear in the Bavli that Mashiv HaRuach cannot be placed in Shomei HaTfilah. Now, this is an interesting thing. If you pass Shomei HaTfilah, you go back. You left out St. Talamot, right? You missed it in Samar HaShon. You put in Shomei HaTfilah. You blew it again. You're in the middle of it, Salem, Azog. You got to go back. Where do you have to go back to? It's not clear. In the Yerushalmi state, Mufurish, you go back to Shomei HaTfilah. Why should you go further back than that? Shomei HaTfilah is doable, so go back to Shomei HaTfilah. We gotta don't hold that to it. Most Yishanim go that way, but they bring the Rosh brings a Bahag here that you go back to Mevarech HaShonah. We call Dvorav Divrei Kabbalah. We pass on like that's our din. If you miss in Mevarech HaShonah, you put in Shomei HaTfilah. But if you miss Shomei HaTfilah, then you go back to Mevarech HaShonah. I don't know. The Rosh have to be Bahag Divrei Kabbalah. Some they don't always understand them so good. It's not only the Svarim, Shalmi is Mufurish, not the way. Shalmi is Mufurish, you go back to Shomei HaTfilah. It brings a Bahag, some Hashmos in the Bahag, that way. It's very interesting. But then you say it's much from the Bahag to go back to Mevarech HaShonah. It could be the Svar is that, you know, it's Torah shiny. You know what I mean? Once you get past Shomei HaTfilah, so you're back to square one. I mean, you're back to Olachatchilah now, because you, I don't know. They're not Masrid, I don't know what's the point. Okay. You're supposed to say it in Avoida, or it's say, Chayz la Avoida. Nizke b'hoido, Chayz la Avoida. V'sim shalom, Chayz la Avoida. You go back to it, say. V'yim siyem, if you're finished, Chayz la Roish. Then you go back to the beginning. Omer Poba Breda Vacha Barado, Hod Amorim siyem, Chayz la Roish. What's the main siyem? Loya Moron, Elishoka Raglov. He finished, I mean, he went back. Ava Loyoka Raglov. He's still in the middle of Shmon Esrei. It's Chayz la Avoida. Is the end of Shon Esri means Akiras Raglai. Omalei Menolach, how do you know that? Omalei Abba Mori Shmuel, I heard it from my father. V'Abba Mori Me Rav, and my father heard it from Rav. Oh, now we have to be careful. Om Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok. Hoda Amoron, Oka Raglov, Choyzel Roish. This that we say, that Oka Raglov, it's all over, and you have to go back to the beginning of Shon Esri. Lo Yamoron, Elo Sheinu Rogo, Lo Matachnun, and Achat Filoso. Meaning, he went back and he doesn't say things like we say Lekai. He has nothing more to say. So he's completely finished. Avol rog yeloi metachnunim. He has more to say. Achat filoso. Choyz la avoida. Even though he made Akiras Raglai. Meaning, to have to go back to the beginning, you have to have Oka Raglov and Eino Rogel. You're finished. In other words, this is the cool chumah, how you look at it. This is harder to have to go back. You have to have completely finished and Akiras Raglai. This is the way we hold the dina. Om Rav Nachum by Yitzchok. Hodamon ki loy oka raglov choslav. This that we say that if you didn't make akiras raglayim, you go back to avoid. I mean, you're still in the middle. Loy amoron el sheroga lomer tachnune machat filoso. Like the weasel, the kind of song you haven't finished yet. Aval im eino roga lomer tachnune machat filoso. He said, I'm vorzam loy so basholo. And before you have elakai, before they made that up, you don't say anything. If that's it, it's over. Chayz l'rosh, you don't need Akiras Raglayim. This is the other way around. In other words, to go back, to not go back, you need no Akiras Raglayim and to still be in the middle. Means if you made Akiras Raglayim and you're in the middle, that's called it's over, or you finished davening, even if you didn't make Akiras Raglayim, you're finished. That's how we hold Ladino. Ki lo yoka rachos avod olam el shirog olam atachnunim. But ain't no rog, I mean, you finished all you have to say. I don't need Akiras Raglayim. That's called you finished. And if you made Akiras Raglayim, even though you roggle to say things, that's called you finished. That's how we come out. Call it L'chumra, however you want to look at it. And it's you're more susceptible to going back to the beginning. Now here, this important halacha, I mean, the chayodim, this, you know, it's, we are all called rogel loymar tachnuna machat filosa today, because we all say lekain netzor. So therefore, it says, "Is kilo oka raglav chos lavod alomor el shirogel loma tachnun." We are rogel, so without akiras raglayim, we're still called in the middle of shmoneh, so we don't go back. But let's say you finished and you said you were lerotz lomazon. You finished the lekai. You said you were lerotz. Then you don't need akiras raglayim because then you're finished. We are rogel loma tachnunim. But if you finish the tachnunim that we all say, so then you become like an einu rogaloma. What does it mean, einu rogaloma tachnunim? Meaning you finish avogaloma shalom, that's the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Then you don't require akiras raglayim. That's called you finished. Good. We're not finished by avogaloma shalom because we are all rogal to say alakai netzor. But let's say you said alakai netzor. You finished everything that we're rogal to say. So now you're basically the same as a person who's einu. You're finished. So you don't need akiras raglayim. It's came out before the Rebbe Yoni here that we today also don't need the akiras raglayim mamish. We do have to finish alakayin tzorim. The way most annoying today is say yula rotzen after alakay again. Once you'll say that yula rotzen, no. But we're rogel, so you'll need a second one. We say it first, but most came out. Everybody says the second one. So what if you'll say yula rotzen and you didn't make akiras raglayim, laloch, you do have to go back to the thing. That's another Yosuke. That's a different story. Yeah, but, this finishes the. No. When's he was the fee being in Libby? She bought it. That's he was. I thought Yula Rots and Imre Fee. That's the end of our Tachnun. Yeah, it doesn't matter because he had a Kiris Raglayim. It doesn't going to matter. No, but that the Gemara said that Akiras Raglayim is the end of Shonesi, even Rogaloma Tachnun. That's how he said it. Oh, you didn't go back three and you didn't say that, in Chamami, but that nobody does. Yeah. I have a feeling they don't call that tachnunim. It's like a, I don't know. I have to look into it. I don't know. Yeah, some special thing. Some interesting questions. You mean? Yeah, that's true. But that is akiras raglayim. That is akiras raglayim. That you say as you do akiras raglayim. Hey, okay, my mind's on it. Yeah. Okay, let's run also to Losa Keva. Also, Misha said, also Losa Keva ain't Losa Tachnun. I mean, it's not accepted as a, it's not treated as Tachnun. Now, what does it mean, also Losa Keva? Funny business here. There's four pshot in me. My Keva. Omrav Yanki Baridi, Omrav Oishi, Kosha Tfiloso Doim Olof Kemasui. Listen, he does it. I have to dive in. You mean the way most people daven? You know what I mean? The to daven, gave daven. I mean, that's not the way you're supposed to daven. You're supposed to daven because he asked Hashem for something, not because I have a job to do and I got to do it. Keva, it's like a set thing on him. Rabbonan Amrei Komisheino Oimer Beloshin Tachnunim. He doesn't say it the wording as a wording of asking. I don't know exactly what that means. I mean. Rabbi Reb Yosef Damre Tavayu Kol Shein Yochel Lechadish Bodover. He has his davening today is the same as yesterday. That's what it means. Keva. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, the same davening. He can't add on anything. Omer Reb Zeira, I know Yechilnu Lechadush Bamilos. I could, but Mistafina Dilmatvin. I'm afraid to add on. I'm afraid I'll get confused in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Abaye Barovin Reb Chanina Barovin Damre Tavayu Kol Shein Mispalim Didu Mechamo. Well, see, that's the lachila time to daven. I mean, what does it mean? It's a keva. You do it in a chay kavu, in a very perfunctory way, and you don't try and get the best times to daven. The best times to do mechama, meaning nets in the morning, or we'll see just before shki in the afternoon. You don't bedafka look for the best times to daven. You daven. So like four pshatim in keva. I mean, in Shchanach, I brought the first two. And it's a scary zach, because there are many rishonim who hold that if you Hoyse tefilos keva ain't tefilos tachtum means you're not yoytse. I mean, that would make us be davening for the rest of our lives, pretty much, today. You never finish with it. But in Shchanosh, they didn't say, you yoytse. But Mr. Brewer throws in one of his caveats, Mod Yeshli Yizoyer, on this, because there are many Rishonim who hold that if you do the Tvilos of Kevin, you're not yoytse. Oh, now, what's this Dibdume Chamubis? That's not Brewer, it's interesting. In Shchanosh, it's only brought the first two Pshat to me. That can't be. Yeah, no, that can't be. That can't be. That can't be. It could be that's good for machlokes. That may be the machlokes I'm a roim. I mean, that's who it can't be. I mean, because the Gemara's going to say befevers. It's only mitzvah now. That comes. Don't Reb Chiya Barabbah Reb Yochanan mitzvah lespalim than do mechamo. And that means meaning in the morning, right after nets, and in the afternoon, right before shkia. Micro yiro'ucho im shemesh. That's shachris. V'lefnei yoreach. Dor dorim, that's mincha. Now, that itself is a big asik over here. He came around light a lobe marovo, amad matzlim to do mechama. Forget. He says it's a mitzvah chatchila that daven just before the shkia. And in marovo, they curse people daven that late for obvious reason. My time, with the mitzvah shaita. You know, to plant the daven mincha 2 minutes, 3 minutes before the shkia. And what if you have a quick delay? Not the wisest idea. Dimdume means red, Miloshin red. When the sun is red, as it's coming up, as it's going down. That's how they learn. No, who said, I think, Rabbi Yen said that? No. Dimdume means Loshin Adum. You know, by sunrise and sunset, there's a redness. Somebody said, is that home? But what does it mean? By Yidam? To be quiet? As I would say. Somebody says that. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Rashi Shah, right there, right. Shia Dumma. Shach was Achri Anots, Anats, Yadi Dumma, Abbasom Shkin. Sunset and sunrise is a redness in the sun. Yeah, no, so it's Rashi. Kufi Ches and Shabbos. Rabbi Shua Amar Malik B'Mokim Sakono Nispalu Tefila Ktsora. So he said, the Mishnah said difficult words there. What should you say? Hoysha Hashem Es Amcha Sheiris Yisrael B'Chol Parshas O Ibur V'Yiu Tzokeyim Lefonech. What's the name? B'Chol Parshas O Ibur. My Parshas O Ibur. Omer Avchizom Amar Ruku Afil B'Shosh Atom Mismale Aleim Evro. Even though when you're full with anger, Ki Isha Uber like a Isha Mubere, still you called Tzokeyim. Even when you're angry at them, you should have them in mind and help them. It's a funny business because Rashi points out that Mashur, you're learning Ibur, two meanings in the word Ibur. Evro, anger, and Ubro, pregnant. When you're Mamali, Evro, Keisha, Ubro. So to explain, Rashi explains, that's what it means. What does it mean, Parshas Ibur? Pre-Shas Ibur. All the Pshatim in Ibur. All the possibilities in when you're that angry, even like an Isha Muberis. One Pshat. Igadami Rav Chizam Ramukva Afilu B'Shoshim Oivrim Al Divrei Torah Parshas Ibur, meaning when the Poyresh to do Averis. Even then, Rashi Loshim Parshas Ibur Shem Parshin La Averis. Even then, you call Tzokeichem Lefonech. Basically, the same idea. Even when you're angry at us, even when we do something wrong, it should still take care of us. Tana Rabbona Malik B'Mokim Gedu Dechayu V'Listim Mispal Tefila Ktsora. Now we have common uschoyes in this Tefila Ktsora. Ve'ezi Tefila Ktsora. Rebbe Elezer Oma Sei Ritzon Cho Bashomayim Imal V'tei Nachas Ruach L'Yirech V'tachas V'tov B'Enecha Sei Baruch Ato Hashem Shomaya Tefila. Rebbe Yeshua Omer Shma Shavas Amcho Yisur V'asei Meheri V'akoshosem V'artem Shomaya Tefila. Rebbe Loz Rebbe Tzodek Omer Shma Tzakas Amcho Yisrael V'asei Meheri V'akoshosem. Now this Rebbe Yeshua is problematic for two reasons. Firstly, it's came out exactly the same as Rebbe Loz Rebbe Tzodek, just changing one word. Also, Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah already told us his Nusach. That's Parshas Ibur. Many people take it out. They're going, in the Tosefta, it's not there. We already had Rabbi Yeshua's Nusach. Okay. Acherim Omrim, Tzorki Amcha Yisur, Merubim Vedaitim Ktsora. They have many needs, but we're talking more computer. They can't daven. We can't express ourselves because we're in a tight spot now. Is he what's going on? Hashem alakein shetitin kolech vechde banososo ulchol gvi gvi de machsoira baruch ato Hashem shemeya tefila. Amar afuna locha kachirim. It's like brought in Shulchan Aruch. This tefila, the Sogiam Chisol Merum is brought in Shulchan Aruch. They don't get angry and you won't do averis. Don't, Rashi learns tirve milosh revoya, meaning don't drink. If a person gets sick, he'll do averis. Rabbi Yoina learns lotirve means rather to be satisfied. Don't get satisfied. Kiksha odom soveya v'nimshachacha tanugov. Don't get too into things. When you go on a trip, first, consult with the Boira Yoylem. What does that mean? Rabbi Yankiv, Rabbi Chizdo, Tvilas HaDerech. Say Tvilas HaDerech. Rabbi Yankiv, Rabbi Chizdo, Kola Yetzi LaDerech. And not to be confused, this is not what we were just talking about. We were just talking about the Tvila Ketzora that a person says when he's in trouble and he can't daven. This is Tvilas HaDerech. This means a person davened. Doesn't look like we have tefillas aderech. This person davened already shmona. Here we're talking about a person who's supposed to daven shmona esrei, but he's in a tight pinch, so he says a short form of shmona esrei, and we'll see later when he comes home, he has to daven shmona esrei. This is something else. To be careful, they want to put some right together, one after the other. To be careful. The tefillas aderech is a separate thing. It's like somebody davened already. It's a separate chiyuv to say a tefillas aderech. My tefillas aderech, he wrote to Fanecha Hashem alakai, shetolichen lishon, satzidein lishon, schen lishon, satzidein mekaf koloye ve'oirev. She going puts in some words that has rain again say sick there but sich brauch mal sie jode sit nein kein khas lam nach wenn ich roye aber gerade schon mehr tfil na you'll note that the whole thing is in Loshen Yochid over here is Omar Abaye li oilam le shat finish naf she about we always like to be coil ourselves with a rabbi Rashi on top I spelled feel like sorb Loshen Yochid aber Loshen rabbi she we talk about us we always want to be nikhlal with the klal. So say it in Loshen Heichin Neimo, in Loshen Rabim. Yosfunach Hashem Alekeinu Shetolicheinu L'Shalom. Since Mishavura brings that even though we say the whole thing in Loshen Rabim, but the words V'sitneini L'Cheinu Chesed, well, Rabbi Necho should be said in Loshen Yochid. He brings it from the Sefer HaKonas, a Kabbalah Sefer. I'm honest, in my car, my wife has all these cards. Everybody in the world prints Tfilas Aderech. I've never found two that have the same loose. Like, you ever notice? I don't know where they get it from. But I happen to have one that I'm caught. When I used to travel a lot, that Taka says was Sitneini. So some moisted up at home, and Shalim sent it out. They all have Sitneinu. Shabu Shteid, you should say Sitneini.